is really, in my mind, very much a focus on the resurrection, the new heavens, the new earth, the great multitude standing before the Lamb and before the throne of God, where every tear will be no more. This is one of my favorite Sundays of the church here, just right behind Christmas and Easter. And on All Saints Day, we remember, we commemorate, we celebrate all those saints that have gone before us, those who are named that we know about, whether we know about them because they're really famous in Scripture or in history, or we know about them because you know them quite personally. And we have a list of those who are members of Good Shepherd, who the Lord has called home in the past year, and we will speak their names and hear the bell toll during our prayers of the church for this day. Our service this day is Divine Service Setting Number 3, page 184. Our opening hymn, we've been hearing it during the prelude, 677, For All the Saints. I don't know. The thing about For All the Saints is every time I think I've figured out which one's the best verse, then I read another one. That's just an incredible hymn. 677, For All the Saints. We will sing stanzas 1 through 6, and do note that verses 4, 5, and 6 are on the opposite side, the facing page. And then at the end of the service, we'll conclude with verses 7 and 8. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for all the saints, those who show us your love. We thank you for those we know, those who are named, those who fought the good fight in the history of the church, who are famous in the Bible and in history, not because they were so great, but because you did great deeds through them. And we thank you, O Lord, for all those who we know personally, those who you called home to yourself, whether that grief is very fresh or is decades old. And we beg you, O Lord, that you would comfort us with your gospel, your victory, that we would cry out, blessed are all the saints. In your holy, your precious name, we worship and pray, O Lord. Amen. 677, stanzas 1 through 6.
Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sin to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter, suffering, and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the intro for the day as you find it on the front of your bulletin insert. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our scripture readings.
The first reading for this Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one can number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak together the gradual for this day. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. The epistle is from 1 John, chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We now confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now our hymn of the day, hymn 676, Behold a Host Arrayed in White. Please be seated.
blessed are you. When others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this All Saints Day is the gospel lesson. Read a few moments ago, the familiar, the beautiful, the beloved Beatitudes, dear friends, dear saints in Christ. On a day filled with wonders, as vision after vision passed before his eyes, John looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. He sees with his very own eyes the church triumphant. All the saints standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb slain for their salvation. He sees that victorious multitude who have conquered, who have defeated sin, death, the devil, and their own sinful nature through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Tribulation? Well, it's no more. And for them, the Beatitudes, these wonderful words of blessing spoken in our text, they have become true and real. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Blessed are all the saints. This vast multitude, containing many that you know and love, including those listed in our bulletin today, are they that Jesus speaks of. Blessed are they, for they were poor in spirit, downtrodden by the world, and now to them belongs the very kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they, for they mourned their own sin, they mourned sin's consequences, and now every tear has been wiped away. Blessed are they, for they were humble beggars, with nothing to give God, but everything to receive. And now their inheritance is a new heavens and a new earth. Blessed are they, for they hungered and thirsted for something more than water on their lips and food in their bellies. And now spiritual and physical hunger is no more. Blessed are they, for they showed the mercy of Christ to their neighbors, and now their cry, "Lord, have mercy," has been answered forever. Blessed are they, for their hearts have been cleansed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, as white as their robes, and they see God forever. Blessed are they, for through them God extended His peace throughout the world, and they are sons of God forever. blessed are they. For while the devil and the world tried to stomp them out, they were instead given the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are all the saints. Blessed are they. Blessed are they. Blessed are they. Jesus' words are a cadence, a rhythm, and tremendous blessings are described as belonging to that great multitude before the throne of God. That company of every nation, tribe, language, and race, named and unnamed, standing before the Lamb. And that sounds pretty good for them. And then at the end of our text, Jesus turns and has a blessing for you. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed are you, for you will be reviled and slandered. Blessed are you, for you will be persecuted. Blessed are you, for others will utter evil against you falsely on account of Christ. Rejoice and be glad, dear friends, for this world hates Christians. Rejoice and be glad, dear friends, for they may take your life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Rejoice and be glad, for suffering will enter your life in one form or another. Christ has a whole pile of description of what the saints in heaven are experiencing right now. One after another after another. Blessed are they, blessed are they, blessed are they. And that's what the church triumphant, standing before the throne, is experiencing right now. Seems a little bit of a downer for us here today to hear His blessing for us. We, the church militant, still fighting in this world, still dwelling in a world that is fallen, suffering, enduring, persecuted, fighting against terrible enemies. Doesn't seem all that comforting for you and me today. The words of our hymn put it quite well. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. But dear friends, Jesus didn't say these words to depress you. He didn't say these words to discourage you. He said these words as a blessing. He said, blessed are you, and He meant it. These words are gospel for you. Blessed are you, the church militant here on this earth, for you suffer as your Lord suffered for you. And as Christ was blessed, as Christ is blessed, so you are and will be blessed. Blessed is Christ, for He was persecuted for righteousness' sake, as He came into this world as the righteous one and died a terrible, unjust death to win righteousness for you. Blessed is Christ, for He is the peacemaker, the one who makes peace between God and you, between God and all the saints, through the blood of the cross. God the Son, reconciling you to your heavenly Father. Blessed is Christ, for He is the pure in heart, the innocent one. And He sees God and reveals God to you. Blessed is Christ, for He is merciful. Answering the Kyrie again and again, whenever His people cry, Lord, have mercy, He always answers. Blessed is Christ, for He hungered and He thirsted upon the cross in agony. And He hungered and thirsted on account of righteousness. He hungered and thirsted to make you righteous. Blessed is Christ, for He humbled Himself before God and man, humbling Himself even unto death, even death upon a cross. And now He is placed as the Lord over all the earth, so that those who persecute His saints don't know who they're dealing with. Blessed is Christ, for He mourned. He mourned at the grave of Lazarus, as He mourned in the Garden of Gethsemane. And He was comforted. He was vindicated. He was raised again on the third day for you. Blessed is Christ, for He made Himself poor in spirit. And then ascended into heaven to take His rightful place at the right hand of the throne of God, where He now bestows every blessing on all the saints. Blessed are all the saints. Blessed are you, the church triumphant in heaven and the church militant here on this earth. For you are exalted as Christ Himself was and is exalted. Blessed are you. You who are poor in spirit. You who are impoverished because of your sin. You who have nothing to give, yet receive everything. Forgiveness, life, salvation, the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you. You who mourn. You who mourn over your sin. You who mourn and even fear your own death. You who mourn the death of loved ones, whether that grief is fresh or decades old. For you are comforted by the victory of Jesus Christ. Blessed are you. You who are meek and humble, downtrodden by a world that runs over those who do not exalt themselves. For this earth belongs to you, as you are in Christ, the ruler of this world. Blessed are you, you who hunger and thirst for a righteousness that isn't yours, that you cannot attain. For today, Christ comes to fill you as the bread of life and the one who gives living water by touching your lips with His very body and precious blood. Blessed are you, for you have been shown mercy by Christ. You haven't received what you deserve, and thus you go and show mercy to others. Blessed are you, for your hearts have been washed clean by the washing of the water with the Word. You are the baptized, dear friends in Christ. And you will look upon God face to face forever. Blessed are you. You who have been put at peace with your God, made His children, and you extend that peace to others every time you forgive another sinner. Every time you speak of Christ to your neighbor. Blessed are you. You who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You who are persecuted because you have been made righteous by Christ. For this world cannot defeat you. Though these all be gone, the victory has been won. One little word can fell him. Blessed are you. You who are reviled, persecuted, spoken against, as was Christ, as were all the saints. Blessed are those who receive even their death as a gift from God's hand. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Blessed are you, for the world hates what it cannot destroy. Blessed are you, for the sufferings of this present age are not worth comparing with the glory that is to come. Blessed are you for the comfort, the peace, the filling that Christ gives for you is for you this very day. Blessed are you for your hope is not some sort of pie in the sky when you die hope, but because you have the kingdom of heaven as your inheritance, nothing that this world of sin can do to you can harm you. Rejoice and be glad, even in a world of sorrow, because you belong to Christ. Blessed are you, for your victory has already been won. Blessed are you, for your enemies already stand defeated. Blessed are you, for you are a member of that great company, all the saints. Rejoice and be glad, for all the saints will stand before the throne and before the Lamb forever. You know, a day is coming when the church militant will be no more. There will only be the church triumphant. But though that day is not yet, the blessings are already yours now. As we sang in our hymn, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. We are one. One church. Here at war on this earth, and there in glory before the throne. You, dear friends, have not come out of the great tribulation. You're still in it. But you have washed your robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You are a part of that great multitude, those who cried out to Jesus on the dusty roads of Palestine, and those who cry out to Him in the divine service here 2,000 years later, Lord, have mercy. And Christ has always answered. And here, in this place, all the saints come together, gathered around the altar of the Lord to receive His body and blood. For though we are separated by time and space, though we feebly struggle, while they in glory shine, here heaven is opened. Here we receive the very same gifts. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed be all the saints. Blessed be you, for to you, as to all the saints, belongs the kingdom of heaven, right now and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and we sing the offertory, page 192. At this time, we ask you to participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. There's a pad at the end of each pew. If you'd please take it and sign in. Guests or visitors, we're happy to have you with us on this celebration of all the saints. And we ask that you provide us your contact information so we can acknowledge your presence with us this day. At this time also, we receive from the bounty that God has given to us our gifts and our offerings. In addition to the prayer requests as listed in your news and notes, we remember the family of Dorothy Schutte, the Jason Macklin's grandmother, who passed away Friday at the age of 93. We pray for comfort for that family. Our responses today will be, let us pray to the Lord. And when I say that, the congregation responds, Lord, have mercy. We stand. Let us pray to the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the poor in spirit, who gather this day to receive the grace and mercy by which we are made rich in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they may receive abundant comfort in the promises of Jesus Christ, especially the family of Jason Macklin at the passing of his grandmother. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the meek, including all who patiently and lovingly speak the gospel to others, that the Holy Spirit may work through the word they speak to create faith in many who will inherit the new creation in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that in faithfulness they may approach the altar, trusting the words of Christ to receive his body and blood for the sustenance of their bodies and souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the merciful, including the pastors and teachers who speak of God's mercy to its people, that they may remain steadfast in the word and live in the mercy they proclaim, let us pray to the Lord. For the peacemakers, including all in authority, that they may be blessed in working toward peace, especially that the peace of God in Christ may continue to be proclaimed freely. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, that they may be upheld and strengthened in the one true faith, even in the face of suffering, and that all God's people may boldly confess the name of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and recovering, especially all who have requested our prayers, that they may be granted health and healing according to God's wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the saints who rest from their labors, especially those whom you have taken to yourself in this past year, Clara Dinas, Larry Eisenman, Bonnie Gass, Betty Kieselhorse, Alice Krause, Sam Malone, Mary Ann Preschold, Lowell Rankin, Mary Ann Schmieding, Kevin Wagner, and Dorothy Schutte. We pray that we may remember them with thanksgiving and joy. Even as we look forward to seeing them again at the throne of the Lamb, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all this and whatsoever else you know that we need, we ask of your great mercy, O Lord. Salvation belongs to you who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. The service of the sacrament is found on page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. In the communion of your saints gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels, archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread,
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. Please stand and we continue with the Nunc Dimittis on page 199. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain, the source of all goodness, who loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for His sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Please remain standing as we sing the last two verses of For All the Saints, hymn 677, verses 7 and 8.
Announcements for this All Saints Day. First of all, Sunday school opening will be in here in about 5 minutes or so, 5 or 6 minutes. We have two opportunities for Bible class today. In room 109 is a summary of Christian doctrine. And what are we studying today? Baptism. I've heard of it. Sounds pretty good. So we'll be doing that in summary of Christian doctrine class, room 109. And in the fellowship hall, we'll be doing what is potentially the last of our stewardship study. We've been doing that the last, I don't know, 5, 6 weeks or so. And so we'll be doing that. The last two points on our stewardship Bible study will be today. Because next week, we have a very special day. We have our 40th anniversary of our congregation. Pastor Berndt, former associate pastor here, will be preaching. And in between services, and this is for adult Bible class and Sunday school and everyone, we will be meeting in the sanctuary, and we will be having a reenactment of sorts of the Diet of Worms, okay? And if that sounds disgusting to you, then you need to come and actually learn what Diet of Worms actually means. But we're going to have Martin Luther standing there and declaring, "Here I stand." So that will be in between services on Sunday. Also, after worship on Sunday, we'll be having a meal for our anniversary. And there's a sign-up sheet out there. I'm told we still need who especially do we need? Helpers or food? Need everything. Okay, we need everything. So take a look out there. There's a sign-up sheet. I see, is that Corey back there? Way back there? Yes, there. She's waving. Okay. So we have a sign-up sheet for the 40th anniversary meal. Also, our Thanksgiving dinner for seniors. It's a tradition here. We've done this for our seniors and for our shut-in members for a number of years. We need helpers for that, and we need food for that. That's also a sign-up sheet out there. That is coming up on the 16th, Thursday, November 16th at noon. And I had one more thing on here. Oh, yes. On Friday at